This subject of Mashiach from the dead, we're going to spend a few days on it. And it's a very sensitive subject. You're going to work it backwards. You're first going to see how the Rebbes look at it. Then we're going to see the different Mefarshim about it. And then we're going to see the Pirush HaRambam on it. We're going to spend 3 days on this. Today we're going to learn what the Rebbe has to say about it. Then we're going to learn the other Mefarshim about it. And then we're going to spend Sunday, and maybe even Monday, on the Pirush HaRambam. The first time the Rebbe addresses this concept of Mashiach from the dead was actually 3 days after he took Nesias. The Rebbe took Nesias on Yud Shvat Toshin Yud Aleph, and he finished off his first Maimer with a very controversial statement. He finished off the first Maimer that the Friedrich Rebbe will come and take us out of Golos. Right away you have the question of Mashiach min Amesim. The one that wrote to the Rebbe the question did not ask directly, could it be Mashiach from the dead? Because, like we'll explain tomorrow, there are a lot of Mefarshim that explain that Mashiach can be from the dead. I'm going to quote for you the Lashon of the Rebbe. It's page 517, Lekut Siches Chelek Beis. Man hat bei mir gefragt. People have asked me, was sag ich, what am I saying? As wird sein bekorev, that will be very soon. Und the Rebbe wird unter euch führen von Golos, that the Friedrich Rebbe is going to come back and take us out of Golos. The Seder is Bias Mashiach, Yomois HaMashiach, and then Tchias HaMesim. As they were the Gebracht and Chassidus Oich, that's what it's explained in my Mori Chassidus. So if so, how can the Friedrich Rebbe be Mashiach if Tchias HaMesim has to come, Tchias HaMesim has to come later? The answer is, Chochaz Bechlal, even though in general is their Seder, Bias Mashiach, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Kibbutz Golias, Tchias HaMesim, but Tchias HaMesim fun Yechidim is given on Vetzayim Frier. Tchias HaMesim of Yechidim happened and will happen earlier. Ukiyidua kama sipurim b'shas u'midrashim u'mitzadikim shehichyu mesim. And we know the story, many stories in Shas and Midrashim of tzadikim that brought people back to life. Ukamayim Razal, and the famous Chazal from Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Amud Beis, Zuti de'ismuchu mechayim mesim. That you, from the small tzaddikim, you could be Mechayim Mesim. What's the story over there? The story over there is Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, he had a deal with the king, that he would learn with the king every night. Now this king was very funny. To walk alone is not bekovedik for the king. To learn with the yid is not either bekovedik of the king. So what did he do? He used to go like this. He used to have one guard walk into the Rabbi Yehuda Anossi's house and kill him. Then he would have another guard bring him back home and kill him. So every night he would kill his guards. This way he walked escorted, and he didn't have anyone knowing that he learned to Rabbi Yehuda Anossi. He made a deal that anyone that knows that he learns to Rabbi Yehuda Anossi gets killed. What? Vayi ayoim. The king walks into Rabbi Yehuda Anossi's room, and he sees there another one of his Talmidim. So he tells Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, go kill him. I kill my guard, you gotta kill your things. There's him! Ah, he's not a person, he's like a malach. Says, what? How do you prove me that he's a malach? He says, look, he'll have your guard, he can bring back your guard that you have outside, inside the room, the guard that he just killed. So he walks outside, and 5 minutes later, they both come walking into the room. So he says, you see, he's the malach, because only a malach could be Mechayim Mesim. So he says, no, I know you Jews could all be Mechayim Mesim. That's Ruti the Yismuchu, even the small tzaddikin could be Mechaya Mason. So he says, but next time I have nobody here. That's the story. So what's the lesson? The lesson is that Chiyus HaMeisim happened many times, and for Yechidei Skula, it could happen earlier. So if Yechidei Skula could happen earlier, so then the Fiyad Gebbe could come back early and take us out of Golos. But if that's the case, how come it can't be anyone else? If you already believe that Mashiach can be from the dead, if you're going that route, so why isn't David HaMelech? Why can't he be Mashiach? Rebbe addressed this years later. In the Kutasichas Chelek Lamed Hei, it's a famous Sicha and it's a famous Ora, and there's a lot of talk about it. Kutasichas Chelek Lamed Hei, page 206, Ora 6. It says that when Mashiach comes, Hashem's going to send another David, Mashiach. So the Rebbe asks, how come you can't say that he's going to send David HaMelech himself? Lashon of the Rebbe, Horus 6. Ulechayra, al karchach tzarech leimar, you must say, Shein David HaMelech ba'atzmai Melech HaMashiach. The David HaMelech himself is not Mashiach. Shehi enosim lo'ilam. Why? Sharei tchilas pu'ulos Melech HaMashiach tiyakoida ma'gula. Mashiach has to do things before the Gula. K'mevor b'Rambam, like it says in Rambam. U'bevadai koidim tchiyas ha'meisim. Even before the tchi of tchiyas ha'meisim. We said that the tzaddikim could come back earlier. We just said that. Then it says, Gam de tzaddikim akomim miyad. Even though taka, it's true that the tzaddikim come back earlier, but there are certain pu'ulais which have to have been done even before that tchiyas ha'meisim could happen. This question is, how do these two things go together? On one hand, we're saying that the Friedrich Rebbe could be Mashiach because tchiyas ha'meisim could happen earlier. David HaMelech can't be Mashiach because Tchias HaMeisim happens too late. What's the beer on Dvarim? How do these things go together? The answer is very simple. If it's the Nasi that started the Pu'ulais, and then he goes on hold for a while, so the Pu'ulais of Melech HaMashiach already started, so he could come back later in Tchias HaMeisim and finish off. And that's what the Rebbe is saying, that the Friedrich Rebbe could come back because his dirt is already started. The Pu'ulais of Mashiach has already started. However, these Pu'ulais, Sh'etchilas Pu'ulais Melech HaMashiach, is going to be before the Geula, right? Which is, so David HaMelech, even when the Tzaddikim come back, there's certain things which have to have already been started from before. So therefore, it could... Now, the Rebbe doesn't say David HaMelech can't be Mashiach because he's dead. It's not the answer. Being dead is not a disqualification. The question is, how long have you been dead, so to speak? In your generation, is it still in your dur? Have you started... If you started the Pu'ulais of Mashiach, so then Mashiach can technically pass away, come back and finish off the Pu'ulais. We know that the Rebbe said clearly in the Sikha of Mishpat and Tavshin and Beis that we already have the Ascholes Pu'ulais of Melech HaMashiach. Why is that it's so important for us to know? First of all, we have to know that Mashiach is involved. We have to know that the process started. But it's also because then the Misa of Mashiach, which we're not getting into, if there's a Shaykh Misa by Mashiach, that is not a disqualification of Mashiach's Mashiach. Because being that the Pu'ulais of Mashiach already had started from before, like Rebbe said clearly, Harei Zeh Haschalais Pu'ulais of Mashiach, which Rebbe said these things have to have before the Geula. Like for example, V'yachov kol Yisrael Leilach Pa'al Lechazik Bitka, right? The fact that Mashiach has to be Yachov kol Yisrael. David HaMelech, by the time he comes around, the Tchias HaMeisim, Yidin of this door already have to be involved. So how are they going to be involved? And he's just showing up at the, right at the beginning of the Gula. However, if he got them all involved, and then he did his thing, went somewhere, and he comes back to finish off, so then it's able to be worked out. And that we see clearly is the Rebbe's guiding when it comes to Mashiach, to the extent in the Sikha of Tazir Mitzayr Toshin and Aleph, the Rebbe was there speaking a lot about Mashiach. And in one of the Ares, you have a very funny Ara over there. The Rebbe is speaking about the Lashin of the Rambam, Yamid Melech. The Rambam says, Yamid Melech, Mashiach will get up. So when they wrote the Sikha, it was at that point, it's the same Sikha where the Rebbe says to speak about the identity as the Nasi of Mashiach, Ara 66. The Rebbe is speaking about the Nasi, about the Gemara, which we'll discuss tomorrow in Sanhedrin, about Mashiach coming from the life or Mashiach coming from the death. So that they wanted to learn out from the Rambam that when the Rambam says in Yamid Melech and Beis David, that the Rambam is passing the Mashiach has to be from those which are alive. And the Rebbe crossed it out. The Rebbe crossed it out and he added in four words, Hainu Shekvar Melech. He switches it all around. Which the beer of that, the Kfar Melech, is a different point. That means that he is somebody which is roi to be Mashiach. Can't just be somebody that shows up from nowhere. Has to be somebody that has leadership qualities. Someone that's been involved, like Cheskas Mashiach. Somebody that's Hoyge B'Toyr, Oisik B'Mitzvahs. Mashiach won't just pop up from nowhere. Like a guy that no one knew, all of a sudden he's Mashiach. It doesn't work like that. But the Rebbe there was definitely Shoylel, this thing, to say that the Rambam holds the Mashiach has to be Dafke from the living.